We continue with Mishnah Berurah and Yom Hilchos Kriyat Shema. Siman Nun Chesiv. Hey, says the Mechaber. Imdan Asav Lo Kar Kriyat Shema. Something happened and you were unable to say Shema Arvis at night, Ach Alam and Shachar, until sunrise. Not sunrise, until dawn. Kevan Shadayin Lo Hei Neitzachama Kori Kriyat Shema V'Yotze Ba'idei Chovas Kriyat Shema Arvis. Since sunrise has not yet come, you were able to read, to say Shema, and let it count as the Shema for the night. Mishnah Berurah says, because before Neitzachama, there are still some people who are going to sleep, who are sleeping at that time, and therefore it can still be considered B'shach B'cha. But otherwise, it would not work. Meaning if it is not Shasar Chak, then we would say, even B'dievid, you are not Yotze. However, if you do that, if you daven, say Shema for the nighttime after Amar Shachar, before Neitz, then in my honest post, let's say, Derech Malkum G'du Dechai V'listum, if you have to go out on the way, and therefore, in a normal situation, you would say Shema for the morning before Neitz, as we learned already. Lo yikraz kriyat Shema pam sheinis latzeis ba'yidechovas kriyat Shema shel yom. You should not recite Shema again at that same time for the morning. Because once you said Shema for the nighttime during that time period, you have made it night, and you can't say Shema for the morning when it is still night. You have to pick one. That time period is either night or day. It cannot be both. The Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, if you're in that situation, you can't say Shema for the morning at that time. So then wait, and hopefully you'll have the ability, the opportunity to say Shema at the appropriate time later on. Even though Sosan Kriya Shema is the third hour, Im Avra Shah Shlisha Solokara, if that time passed you didn't say Shema yet, Koryos Rechosel Kol Shar Vishu Shlisha Yom. Until the end of the fourth hour, you are allowed to still say Shema with the brachos. Ve'in lo schar kor bizmana. You get the schar for Kriya Shema, but not for saying it at the appropriate time. Mishnah Berurah says this is even if you were negligent, even if you were posheya, and that's why you didn't say Shema, you can still say it at that time. Because the brachos, says the Mishnah Berurah, not really brachos on mitzvah on the Kriya Shema. Even though they were established for right before Shema, they're not a brachos Kriya Shema, because you don't say Shirk Shem, Savasivan, or Likro Shema. They're just like the rest of davening, and therefore you can say them until the fourth hour of the day, just like the regular Shemona Esrei. And the truth is, Berlacha later on quotes from some who say the brachos Kriya Shema are actually a brachos HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema, but that is not the way the Mishnah Berurah is going on this comment. If, says the Machaber, Ima Vashar Ravis Velokara Korbel Brachosel Kolayom, if the fourth hour passed and you still haven't said Shema, then you should say Shema, but you don't say Brachos Kriya Shema. And this is even if it was an onus, even if it was out of your control. And if you say Brachos Kriya Shema after the fourth hour, then it is a Brachal of Atala. So one should be sure, if they're adopting at a late minyan, for whatever reason, if it's already after Sosman Tefillah, meaning it's after that fourth hour, they should no longer recite Berachos Kriya Shema. If they wake up late, they're sick or something of that nature, and they're davening late, they should no longer recite Berachos Kriya Shema after the fourth hour. If they do, it is a bracha levatala, as they are no longer being mekayim the mitzvah say of Kriya Shema anymore. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say that you should be sure to say the parsha of Tzitzis at some point during the day, because that is for the mitzvah of Zechir Tzitzis Mitzrayim, which applies daily. If you didn't say Shema that day, some say you can say it at night in place of the morning one. Some say if you didn't say it at night, you could make it up during the day. And there are some who disagree. This would be the same concept with Tashlumin that we have by Shmon Esrei. We would have it here as well. However, it wouldn't make much sense. It's not that you're fulfilling the mitzvah that you missed in the morning, because we said that once the time passes, it's too late, and it's like you're reading from the Torah. It's not like you're being Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So Mishnah Berurah just says there's a lichatchila to make it up, just like there's a lichatchila to say the tefillah again. And the Vilna Gaon and the Birkei Yosef disagree. They go with the Yesh Cholkim and say that one should not try and make it up. If they missed it, they missed it, and that's it.